Welcome to Today on Broadway for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. I'm Broadway Radio's Matt Tamanini. I am flying solo today because I just got home from my niece's flag football game in which they won by one in overtime. That was a lot of fun. But anyway, I am getting to the news now, and there is a decent amount of things that we want to run through. But I first have to say, man, do I absolutely hate April Fool's Day. Some of the stuff I saw on Twitter, I thought I was like, oh, I've got to grab that for the show, only to find out it wasn't real. So please, for the love of all things good and holy, in a day and age when we are already overrun by misinformation, either malicious or just for pure clout and engagement, can actual media organizations just not do that? Please? It might have been fun in a different era. It's not now. It's not fun. It's not cute. So can we please stop? And I'm not just talking about theater publications, it's just everything in general. I hate April 1st, and I hate it on a day when I actually have to do my day job, which means I follow the news, and have to do Today on Broadway, which means I have to follow theater news as well. Anyway, let's get into the news. And no fooling, over at the Lincoln Center Theater, they were supposed to begin performances of Uncle Vanya tonight, as I told you on yesterday's show. However, they have announced that they will be pushing back the first preview of the Broadway revival of Anton Chekhov's show until tomorrow night. The show will still open on April 24th. As we've talked about before, when shows have pushed their first preview, there's really no place to go. Thursday the 25th is the final day of the Tony eligibility season, and Uncle Vanya opening on the 24th. They don't really have anywhere to go, even if they wanted to, because I believe there's two or three shows opening on Thursday the 25th already. I think the Broadway League might only allow two, actually, now that I say that. But anybody who had tickets for the first preview will have their tickets either refunded or exchanged at the point of purchase. So if you were planning on going up to the Vivian Beaumont Theater tonight, check wherever you got your tickets from to see what options are available for you. In other Broadway not-for-profit news, on Friday, we actually got casting for the Roundabout Theatre Company's upcoming revival of Sam Art Williams' play, Home. We already knew that the show would begin performances at the Todd Hames Theatre on May 17th. Opening night is scheduled for June 5th, and it is currently slated to run through July 21st. Kenny Leon will direct, and now we know the three stars who will take stage in the show. It is just a three-hander, so this is the entire cast, not including alternate standbys and understudies and all of that stuff. But in the role of Cephas Miles will be Tori Kittles. Playing Patty Mae Wells in Woman 1 will be Brittany Ng. And playing Woman 2 will be Story Ayers. All three of those actors will be making their Roundabout debuts. The production's creative team is also now set. Arnolfo Maldonado will do the set design. Costume design will be by Didi Ayate. Lighting design will be by Alan Lee Hughes. And sound design by Justin Ellington. This is a show that is a selection of Roundabout's Refocus project. It is a coming-of-age story that was originally staged by the Negro Ensemble Company in 1979 and transferred to Broadway the following year. The show follows Cephas Miles, a black Southern farmer who is jailed for his opposition to the Vietnam War, then moves north only to find even more difficulties away from his North Carolina home. While we know the casting for that forthcoming Broadway show, yesterday we got news of a show doing casting for a potentially Broadway-bound musical, and that is a musical adaptation of the Academy Award-nominated film Black Swan. A casting notice went out that casting will be happening this month for a workshop to take place in July, from July 1st through July 21st in New York City. The show will be directed and choreographed by Sonia Taya, which I think is a brilliant choice to do this show. It'll feature a score by Dave Malloy and a book by Jen Silverman. The show is being produced by the film's director, Darren Aronofsky, as well as Kevin McCollum and the American Repertory Theater. So there is little doubt that this show will eventually end up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, before heading to Broadway. I would imagine that this show will probably be in the spring 2025 slot that we are seeing the Florence Welsh Gatsby coming up to here in a month or so. That might not happen, but maybe it'll happen a little sooner. But I would imagine we will see Black Swan the musical in Cambridge next spring. But who knows? Maybe it'll be sooner. All right, let's head over to the Walter Kerr Theater, and starting today, Jordan Fisher began a scheduled temporary leave with the show. He is going to be out through April 24th. We already know that he recently extended his run as Orpheus, so I'm not 100% sure when his original contract was slated to end. But while it has not been said in any of the press releases or articles, what I'm piecing together is that he was probably supposed to end his run at the end of March, and then he has decided to stay on through mid-September, September 15th, but he had something for some reason that he couldn't do the majority of April. I don't know if that's filming or personal plans or whatever. But Jordan Fisher will be back in the show in a little more than 3 weeks. Unfortunately, that is not the only news that we have about Orpheus's leaving their roles in Hadestown, but this one is quite a bit different. Over the weekend, Playbill reported that the touring Orpheus, J. Antonio Rodriguez, had played his final performance in the role, as of now at least, on March 13th. But the reason was not pre-planned or scheduled as it was with Jordan Fisher. Instead, it was because he is currently not able to work legally in the United States. Rodriguez came to America at the age of 2. He was originally born in Mexico, but due to some childhood health injuries, his family immigrated to the United States. Because he came at such a young age, when the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program, began, therefore becoming what is known as a dreamer. In the past, he's always been able to renew his DACA status within a couple of days, but things have not been going nearly as smoothly for the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and they've been essentially delaying processing many, many DACA applications. The agency reports that renewals are now taking an average rate of 2 months at a time. Rodriguez says that he has been waiting on his for 3 months. He said to Playbill, quote, "My entire life, I've done everything right. I've never broken the law. I was the valedictorian of my high school. I went to college. I'm doing this cool thing with Hadestown where I was Orpheus on the tour. It's like you can do everything right and you can be treated like a second-class person." Rodriguez has reached out to his state representatives. He's originally from Oklahoma. He's emailed the White House. He's asked his lawyers if there are any updates, and his lawyers apparently told him not to waste his time and money because it's literally just a waiting game. Some dreamers have launched a petition to try to persuade the U.S. government to focus on applications that are over 100 days old, which Rodriguez obviously would fall into. Hopefully something happens soon, because not only can he not return to Hadestown, but he also can't audition for future work either without a valid work permit. We are hoping for a quick and speedy resolution to J. Antonio Rodriguez's situation, and I'm not sure if he will end up going back to Hadestown or not, but if he's playing this role on tour, and I have not seen him, but I would love to, I'm sure that he's very talented and hopefully he will get back on his stage very soon. All right, let's take a break real quick to talk about our sponsor for this week, BetterHelp. Whether it's the holidays, spring break, increasing work commitments, kids' schedules going crazy as the weather gets warmer, the spring can be a time where your social battery just runs down. Living in a world and society that is go, go, go all the time, it can be incredibly easy to ignore when your social battery is running low and you end up spreading yourself way too thin. That is especially the case right now. If you work in the theater community, maybe you're going to all these openings and parties and events and all of these things, even though your body and your mind are telling you that you would rather just be home on the couch in sweats watching TV. So what is the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more of that alone couch time. Therapy can be an incredible way to gain that self-awareness and that self-recognition as to how you are built for social situations, and to allow you to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy isn't just for people who've experienced major trauma. It is not just for when you have some sort of major conflict that you have to work through, or when you have a major life change that you got to get perspective on. Therapy at its core is trying to empower you to be the best version of yourself. And that is where BetterHelp comes in, because BetterHelp is therapy, but it's therapy entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited specifically for your schedule. So you have all of the pros of therapy, but in an incredibly convenient, technologically advanced package. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Broadway today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Broadway. In a little more exciting news, Charles McNulty of the LA Times reports that programming could begin again from the Center Theater Group's Mark Taper Forum as early as this fall or next winter. As we previously discussed, they canceled their entire 2023-2024 season as they were having financial difficulties. But apparently they're going to be making some changes to how things operate that will help them move forward in the future. There's no specific timeline on when an announcement will come or what types of shows will be in the season, but an announcement is expected to be coming in the next few weeks. The company is expected to consolidate the programming for the Mark Taper Forum and the Amundsen, which is one of the big musical theater touring houses in Southern California, and kind of put them under the same umbrella so that an entire season happens at both venues, not just an Amundsen season and a Mark Taper Forum season that are separate. There still have been shows at the Forum, but they have been rentals and things like that rather than an entire season put on by the Center Theater Group. All right, one last story that I feel like I should mention. It's a little strange because over the weekend, both Michael Stuhlbarg, who probably at the exact same time that I'm speaking right now, is on stage at the Ethel Barrymore Theater in the first preview of Patriots, as well as John Cardozo, one of the stars of The Notebook, who plays young Noah, were both apparently attacked. A stranger apparently threw a rock at Stuhlbarg, and John Cardozo was apparently robbed at gunpoint. Neither of these incidents happened anywhere near the theater district at all, so it's not necessarily a theater-related thing, but certainly terrifying when anything like that happens. But both of them are scheduled to go on. Stuhlbarg is on stage as we speak in Patriots, and Cardozo is expected to be with the show when it returns to performances tonight. All right, that was scary, so let's have a couple feel-good recommendations. I have two of them, and both of them come from CBS Sunday Morning. The first is a segment on Suffs that features Shayna Taub, who is the star and writer, as well as other cast members, as well as producers Hillary Clinton and Malala Yousafzai. They talked about the show, the evolution that it had from the public theater off-Broadway to Broadway, and obviously getting Hillary and Malala as producers is a big deal. So check that one out. Very, very excited to see this show here in a couple of weeks. And then the other one is cast members in the creative team of The Who's Tommy, also talking to CBS Sunday Morning. Pete Townsend, who wrote the score, director Des McAnuff, choreographer Lauren Lotaro, and star Ali Lewis-Borsky all discussed the show. So you can check both of those out in the show notes. All right, everybody, that's all that we have for today. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Broadway Radio, and you can follow me on Instagram at BWW Matt. Have a wonderful Tuesday, and we'll be back to talk to you tomorrow.